Recorded Books presents Crossing the Stream by Elizabeth Irene Beatty, narrated by Kofi Boache. Prologue. Atu froze mid-step, his mouth dry. No, no, no. He glanced around wildly. Behind him were the trees. Beside him rose the rock with purple thistle. Ahead was the pond, circled by dead water plants, reflecting the sun on its still surface. Beyond it were the vegetable rows, and past those, the house of fire. Everything was still here. Everything except. His legs could not hold him up. Stumbling forward, he sank to his knees. He pressed his fists against the sting in his eyes. Still, a tear trickled down along the corner of his lips, warm and salty, dripping down his chin. It was over. They had come so close. But like everything else, the dream was dead. And he had wanted so hard to be good enough to go. Chapter 1. Several weeks earlier, Atu stared at the print on the school bulletin board. His breathing stopped. Numa spreads its wings in welcome to Asafo, Earth Warriors. Are you old enough to leave your home on your own, but young enough to believe that the Earth needs you? Do you have a project to protect the green Earth, the blue sky, and the animals and people between the two? Show us. Then let us ferry you away from the crowded city to the mountainous bird island of Numa. Your project is your invitation. Submit it to us by June 1st. Atu read. That was 12 weeks from now. Numa was open at last. A vision of the island flooded Atu's mind. Rock studded mountainsides and leafy lower hills. He had sailed over the choppy gray waters that surrounded the bird island 1,000 times. In his dreams, he had landed on its famous eastern peak, the Dawn Locus, where the first rays of sunrise struck in an explosion of red and orange light. Here, thousands of bird species lived protected, including his favorite bird, the peregrine falcon. Move! How long does it take you to read that? We all want to have a look. Atu had seen all he needed to. Beside him, Zephyr elbowed out a path for them through the mass of sweaty school kids surging toward the bulletin board. Atu, we've got to get in. Her small, heart-shaped face was alight with excitement. Yes, they did, Atu thought, heart pounding as they walked down the school corridor to join another friend, Leslie. Leslie pointed to Atu's hands. That's because Numa's open, he asked in surprise. Atu looked down. His hands were trembling. He clenched them into fists, and flanked by his two oldest friends, he walked toward the parking lot. The last time Numa had opened was when he was 7 years old. It had been 5 years of dreaming since then. 5 years dreaming about visiting the famous bird wonderland that his father had helped to build. His father had written him one letter. Its words had played on repeat in his head since he had learned to read. My son, it's been months of hard work. But now the dream is forming before my eyes. I'm sitting at the highest point of Numa. It's called the Dawn Locus. One day, I hope you will sit here with me. Atu, now that the Numa dream is here, it must stay alive. Those of us who believe in it must protect it. For now, the sun shines, but enemy storms are gathering. One day, they may be unleashed. If they are, I have a plan. It is protected. Somewhere below this rock peak, where the sunlight first greets Numa, where the falcons watch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?